A proposed amendment to the Telecommunications Act introduced by the Department of Home Affairs could allow Australian authorities increased power to gain information of Australian users of international online services if they're a person of interest in violent crime. It comes after reports of a man in America who was wanted by police after he rode his bike past a burgled house three times, a detail which was then passed on to police from Google. Kevin Suarez has this report.
When you go out on a bike ride, one of the last things you'd expect is to earn a warrant for your arrest. This was the reality for one man in Florida who was caught up in a geofence warrant after riding his bike past a house as it was being burgled. This kind of warrant is made possible by data from Google, who alerts the local police of who was in the direct area of the crime as it was committed. But could this kind of warrant also be used in Australia? I asked Dr. Stanley Shanapinda why a company like Google would cooperate with the American government rather than defend the privacy of its users.
Google would be under legal obligation to assist the law enforcement, and this dates back to the Patriot Act in passed in the US, where there would be issued a warrant to disclose information under the law, and compliance with the law would be a prerequisite and part of their licensing terms.
And is it something that any other company online, would they be under this obligation as well?
So it would be telecommunications companies, the way the Act is structured, that there would be a direct target. There would be other avenues and other laws that would be used for shopping companies, for example, in terms of which warrants would then be issued.
Fair enough. Would a company like Google be as cooperative with the police in Australia or in other nations?
I think Google would be generally cooperative in all of the jurisdictions in which it operates. I think one of its main ethos and philosophies is that they comply with laws and wouldn't want to be seen as obstructing justice, because that would be the inverse if you're not compliant. But they may raise questions around it, but principally, you know, not to be seen as obstructing an investigation or obstructing justice, they would be complying with a legal request if and when made and subject to the various processes of a given country. The privacy policies would explain that to their consumers, as many companies do, to say in these instances, this is when we comply with law enforcement and we comply with lawful request.
But would something like a geofence, a warrant, is that something that is possibly legal here in Australia soon?
So in Australia, we don't have a specific geofence warrant bracket, so to speak, as they have in the US. So it doesn't go down to the granular level of being called a geofence warrant, where it's specific to just location information. But it can be captured under the umbrella term of technical information, where the geofence information and location data can then be disclosed and can be requested by Google and handed over to the AFP or any state police.
There was a telecommunications legislation amendment which was proposed a few days ago.
Yes.
But what changes could we see in Australia?
So what the government has proposed under new legislation, which is the International Production Orders Bill of 2020, is this is generally the principle that there would be an agreement the government would enter into with a country such as the U.S. The U.S. has the Cloud Act, which allows for the exchange of communications data to other countries. So the reciprocal act here would be this International Production Orders Law, which would allow the Australian government to enter into an agreement with the U.S. government. Based on that agreement, the two countries can request communications data off tech platforms such as Google. So it would be like a broker that would sit in the middle, and this authority would receive a request from Australia and then process that and request that from Google in the US and then hand it over to the Australian authorities.
Dr. Stanley Shanapinda, Research Fellow at La Trobe University there with Kevin Suarez. We asked for comment from the Minister of Communications and Cybersecurity, Paul Fletcher, but they directed us to contact the Department of Home Affairs and Minister Peter Dutton.